defensive tackle Mike Martin.
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
How do you feel?
Feel really good. Feel strong. I didn't play during the spring. I was able to catch up, you know, strength-wise, and just getting in really good shape, so I'm feeling great.
I heard Robinson say the other day that you were actually playing with the injury last year. How effective were you by it a year ago, and what percentage of the stage were you playing at?
I was really affected, but it became a mental game at one point. You know, I just tried to not think about it and just, you know, put on the pads and play. And, Coach, he helped me get through that mentally, you know, because football is a mental game. And, so like I said, I'm feeling great this year, though. I'm ready to go.
Talk a little about the defensive line, obviously, with Ryan and Greg Banks.
Great. Those guys are doing a really good job during practice. You know, everyone's stepping up. Greg's making plays. Ryan's making plays. You know, the D-line are doing a really good job getting to the ball and, you know, getting to the quarterback and rushing the pass. So I'm feeling really good about our unit.
You spoke with Patrick a moment. Have you gone up one-on-one against
him
much in practice, and you've done many opportunities for that.
And
if so,
have you
noticed he's basically 50 pounds since he got here?
Have
you noticed a strength difference?
Yeah, Pat's skill as a pass blocker, I can see it really improved. I personally, you know, during team, I get to be against him a little bit, you know, if we do some different type of rush schemes and stuff, but one-on-one type stuff. You know, during just, you know, the drill, not really. You know, I usually go against Mulk and just the centers. So, but I watch him, you know, I watch the other guys, and he's doing a really good job, working really hard.
What kind of personality and attitude does Mulk add to that offensive line?
Just a tough, you know, he's kind of the anchor. He pulls everyone together. He doesn't really talk much, but he doesn't really need to at the same time. You know, he just kind of goes out there and does his thing. Which is why he's such a big strength of our O-line, you know, and like I said, he's the anchor, and me and him battle every day. You know, he makes me better, and I make him better, so.
Talk a little about some of the guys that are in the starting unit, Will Campbell, what have you seen on him so far, Siggy's, Adam Patterson.
Those guys, they're adding a lot of depth to our D-line, and they're guys that we can count on. Well, you know, I'm his roommate this camp, and I think Coach put me with him so I can talk to him a little bit and try to pull him along, and he's doing a really good job responding well to challenges Coach has thrown his way. And same thing with Adam. You know, he's a senior, and he knows, you know, this is his year, and he's really stepped up. And, you know, I think we just have a lot of depth this year. Guys are stepping up, and, you know, if someone goes down or someone has to go in because, you know, they're tired or something, you know, we won't have a problem because guys will be able to step up and go in the game.
What kind of shape was Will in?
He's in good shape, you know, but going into camp, everyone's out of shape because football shape is a lot different than just going out and running some sprints. So, you know, first few weeks of camp, everyone's going to be hurting, you know, gasping for air, but everyone's doing a good job running the ball, and, you know, Will's doing a good job as well.
Is there anything fun about fall camp, or is it just something to get through?
Some drills are just kind of repetitive because it's stuff we do every day, but it's fun, though, when we do, like, situational stuff, like real football, you know, like last play, third and long, you know, second and long, stuff like that. You know, we get really into it, and that's when we start competing, you know, against the offense and give them some trouble, you know, so it's a really good time.
Are you a weightlifting buddy student that you saw ESPN,
mm-hmm.
highlighted. Are you the only one that's able to spot him and vice versa?
Yeah, we work out with Mike. Me and him are in groups with Mike, so we usually work out at the same time since we have three different times. But me and Mulk, it's always a competition in whatever we do, you know, either on the field, you know, in the weight room, and we're always pushing each other. You know, if he does a weight, I try to beat it, you know, vice versa, and we're always getting into each other's heads and stuff. So, you know, like I said, we're always pushing each other, which is good.
Who wins most of the time?
It's back and forth. It's back and forth. But You know, I like to say I win, but you know, Mocha say he wins. So
putting you on the spot, Brandon Graham departed. Who do you think steps in and that pass rusher, and maybe the existing sacks and gets the quarterback the most consistently?
You know, we got so many different ways to get the quarterback, our defense, and I think a lot of guys, I think it's just going to be all of us kind of contributing to that. I don't think we're going to have, you know, that one guy, you know, but I've seen a lot of good things in Craig Rowe. You know, he's really done well with his pass rush and just watching one-on-ones, and Van Bergen, you know, him and Greg, like I said, those guys are doing a great job. And, you know, myself, I'm just trying to work really hard. So just across the board, you know, everyone's working hard, and I think we're going to do a good job of that this year.
What you mentioned is depth this year is a lot, you know, maybe different. What else is different? Like, ultimately, why is this team going to be different than last year?
It's going to be different because, you know, last year, I think we had a, you know, stars on the team, you know, guys that, you know, that were all, you know, that were showed up every game, you know. But this year, like I said, we have so many guys, different guys that we can count on, you know. It's not just one guy, two guys on the defense. It's everyone. And everyone's stepped up. Everyone's come together, you know, from our D-line to our linebackers to our back end, you know. Everyone's stepping up. Everyone's making plays, so.
Anything else? All right.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Wednesday at noon. Probably in the same room.